BBC News with Marion Marshall. In his first comments since an Israeli airstrike inside Syria, President Bashar al-Assad has said his country would not be destabilized by such attacks. Mr. Assad said it was capable of confronting any assault and accused Israel of cooperating with Syria's enemies inside and outside the country. Israel said the raid showed it wouldn't allow advanced weapons into a neighboring country. Jim Muir reports on Syria's response to the strike.
Obviously, there is the rhetoric. They say they have the right to reply. They say we can defend ourselves and so on. But what they can actually do in this situation, we'll have to wait and see. But certainly, I don't get the sense myself that there is a kind of conflagration imminent because of what the Israelis did on Wednesday. It seems to have been a message that they have conveyed to the Syrians through this action, this intervention, making it clear that any attempt to get arms across to Hezbollah as the crisis deepens will be confronted in this way, but there's no sign of a physical reaction from the Syrian government at this stage.
30 French warplanes have carried out airstrikes in northern Mali. The bombardment has targeted mountainous areas north of the town of Kidal, where militants are believed to be hiding. Thomas Fessy reports from the Malian capital, Bamako.
Bombs were dropped around the small town of Tasselit near the Algerian border. This is a mountainous area where jihadists are believed to be hiding since they fled from major towns secured by French-led forces. The French units in Kidal are now being reinforced by troops from Chad. The town was the last stronghold of Islamist fighters, but rebels from another group, the MNLA, have now seized control. There are Tuareg fighters who want their own homelands in northern Mali. The Malian president has offered to hold talks with the MNLA in order to help secure the town.
Niger has confirmed that French special forces are protecting the country's uranium mines. President Mahamadou Issoufou told French media the decision to strengthen security on the sites was taken after the recent hostage crisis at an Algerian gas installation in the Sahara. He gave no further details about the French deployment. Migrants who were rescued by the Sri Lankan Navy from a sinking fishing vessel say that during the course of their journey, they were intercepted by the Thai Coast Guard. The Navy says the 138 Bangladeshi and Burmese nationals had been adrift for 10 days. Mariana Lanzettel reports.
Some of the Bangladeshi nationals told the BBC that they started their journey in Bangladesh on December 26. They say 2 days later, 11 Burmese boarded the boat. Subsequently, they say they were attacked by the Thai Coast Guard, who threw most of their belongings into the sea. The accusations of the men cannot be independently confirmed. They also told the BBC they had been observed by Sri Lankan fishermen for 2 days before the Sri Lankan Navy arrived to rescue them.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Venezuelan officials say the president, Hugo Chavez, who's recovering from cancer surgery in Cuba, is making consistent and gradual progress. In a televised announcement, the Speaker of the National Assembly, Diosdado Cabello, said Mr. Chavez's health was gradually getting better. The Venezuelan leader hasn't been seen or heard in public since he had cancer surgery almost 8 weeks ago. The nature of his cancer has never been revealed, and his inability to attend his own inauguration for another term in office has fueled already feverish speculation. Cubans are voting in a general election, although, as a one-party state, there's no campaigning and all organized opposition is outlawed. Voters will be choosing more than 600 deputies, with women and Afro-Cubans well represented. Sarah Rainsford is at a polling station in Havana.
It's not obligatory to vote here, but the turnout is always around 95%. So it's a very Cuban experience. It's not necessary that every candidate is from the Communist Party itself, but at this polling station, all three candidates are from the party. Cuba stresses that it is democratic because it says that the candidates are not imposed by the party, that they come from the people. But of course, there's no organized opposition here in Cuba, so everyone, in some sense or other, is approved by the party.
The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, is hosting a dinner for the leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan to discuss ways to prevent a Taliban resurgence once international troops leave Afghanistan next year. The talks, outside London, with Hamid Karzai and Asif Ali Zardari will also involve senior diplomatic and security officials from all three countries. Britain says discussions will probably focus on peace efforts between the Taliban and the Afghan authorities and how Pakistan and other countries can support them. Nigeria has qualified for the semi-finals of the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, beating Ivory Coast 2-1. In the last quarter-final, Burkina Faso have beaten Togo. BBC News.